The news in the news is politics. Every day now, Trump and Clinton, Clinton and Trump. But I'm thinking Blagojevich and Zagel, Zagel and Blagojevich, Rod Blagojevich and federal judge Zagel. Can't stop thinking about those two and about Amy and Annie, Blagojevich's young children. And about Zagel sending Blago back to his cell for 10 more years, taking away from Amy and Annie their father for 10 more. How did two little girls damage their lives like that? They didn't. Blagojevich and Zagel did. Zagel was found by a higher court to have been unfair in the trial that convicted Blagojevich and was ordered by the court to reconsider the 14-year sentence he slapped on Blagojevich, 14 years that he slapped on Amy and Annie. Zagel did reconsider and last week held firm on the 14 years. Because, he said, when Blagojevich was governor, he was corrupt and has yet to apologize, which also is Judge Zagel being unfair because Blagojevich has apologized clearly and publicly. Quote, "This trouble is all my fault. I should have known better. I'm just so incredibly sorry." During all the years of Blagojevich and Zagel, the trial, the sentencing, the resentencing, it's been obvious to me that Zagel has no use for Rod Blagojevich, disliked him insisting on his innocence, disliked him shouting to the world that Zagel was unfair, disliked his lack of respect for his honor, the judge. The way I see it, his honor's dislike for Blagojevich, he's taken it out on the children, which is especially unfair.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNplus.com.